right, here's a little, here's something that I think is going to not fit too well with you, actually. Here's something that I don't think people in Michigan are going to say, hey, I love that idea. I don't think you're going to like it a bit. Thousands, here's the headline, and I'm going to Michigan News Source again. Good work on their part on the Eagle. Joe Sella does believe it's real. He said squirrels don't build nests out of giant sticks. He's right about that. Squirrels do, however, take over nests that have been abandoned, so we'll see. Here in Michigan, nesting should start about now. But, you know, sticks, grass, moss, it's a large interwoven deep walled cup. That's what it is. 4 to 5 feet across, 2 to 4 feet deep, and they grow every year. They add them a little bit more every time. The clutch, 1 to 3 eggs. 1 to 3 eggs. Okay, so here we go. As the Michigan House Criminal Justice Committee met to discuss bills that could reduce prison sentences for those with life convictions, several lawmakers have risen in opposition. Who's sponsoring the bill? And the bill is offering thousands of convicted murderers and rapists and other violent criminals a second chance for sentence reduction under these new bills. These bills put forth by Kara Hope of Holt, Cynthia Neely of Flint, Jimmy Wilson Jr. of Ypsilanti, Donovan McKinney of Detroit, Abraham Aish of Hamtramck, all Democrats, could allow those sentenced to life in prison to request sentence reductions after serving just 10 years. Remember Truth in Sentencing? People want to know that when they're told that the person that killed their brother, mother, sister, or cousin, when they're sent to prison for life, it means life. It doesn't mean after 10 years, oh yeah, I've been good for 10 years. Yeah, because you've been in prison for 10 years. Graham Filler of St. John serves as the minority vice chair of the House Criminal Justice Committee, opposed the package of bills, which has been nicknamed Second Look, discussed yesterday in Lansing. The last thing we need is a new plan to make our communities less safe and force crime victims to relive their most traumatic experiences, said Filler. The one solace victims of violent crimes have is knowing they are safe as long as the person who hurt them stays behind bars. Suddenly releasing thousands of these offenders back onto the streets will put these innocent people through hell while making the rest of us live on edge. Sometimes I have to wonder who we're trying to serve at the state capitol. Great point. How do you feel about this? I mean, I'd like to hear from you. Go to stevegruber.com, send me an email. How do you feel, Michigan, about the idea of if you've served 10 years of a life sentence, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time for a second chance. A lot of thought's been put into Michigan's sentencing laws over the years to make sure our most dangerous criminals stay behind bars for at least a set minimum number of years, said Filler. But this plan would undo those longstanding laws and tilt everything in favor of the criminals and against the rest of us. Mike Harris of Waterford, also a Republican, retired police sergeant, law enforcement member for 26 years, also rose against the legislation. Heinous crimes deserve severe punishment, and long, sometimes life, prison sentences keep our community safe from violent murderers and rapists, he said in a statement. This radical legislation could allow even the most dangerous criminals back on the streets early. This would be a grave injustice against victims and the people of Michigan. The extreme proposal threatens people's safety and peace of mind, and burdens the law enforcement officers responsible for ensuring public safety. I stand with victims and Michigan residents against this dangerous attempt to undermine our justice system. Again, how do you feel about this? Look, I'm all for second chances. I am all for second chances. How do you, I mean, for example, the shooter at Oxford High School, second chance or not? There's the question for you. Put that, if 9 years from now, that killer is up for the possibility of parole, yes or no? I want you to take that. That's right, Sarge. The answer is no. Hell no. Thank you, Sarge. I can hear her screaming in the background there. Violent crimes inflicted unimaginable harm and trauma on their victims. Under this extreme legislation, criminals can make repeated baseless requests for lower sentences triggering more rounds of filings and hearings, forcing their victims to relive the trauma over and over again. Crime victims and their families deserve better. Amen, Mr. Harris. One of the groups supporting the bill package, Fair and Just Prosecution, a national group working with prosecutors to promote a justice system grounded in fairness, equity, compassion, fiscal responsibility. We believe that second look reforms such as Michigan's House Bills 4556 through 4560 and Senate Bills 321 through 325 are an integral part of promoting justice and fairness, FJP said in a statement. Too many members of our communities are aging in prisons, often serving sentences far longer than they would receive for comparable conduct today, and many of them can safely return to our communities and deserve to be considered for an opportunity to come home. Former prisoner John English, now a parolee in Washtenaw County, was released in 2023 after serving 40 years after being resentenced as a juvenile under the Michigan Supreme Court's ruling following a first-degree murder conviction. As for me personally, I spent two-thirds of my life in prison for committing a crime as an 18-year-old. I was arrested May 1983, released from prison November 2023. I went in at 18 and released at 59. I had completed many, many classes and self-help groups to rehabilitate myself. However, I could never get the parole board's attention. Let's face it, our prison population is getting older and more expensive due to aging prisoners who are no longer a threat to society because they have aged out of crime, he said. Discussion, but no vote on these bills yet. What do you think about that? I mean, do you get old enough that you don't commit crime anymore? Okay, if you go in at 18, you serve 40 years, you're out. Is that enough? I don't know. I think it's a bad idea on the front end, but, you know, taking care of old, infirm prisoners is expensive. Maybe it's not financially responsible. Is there a halfway house? Is there a solution in the middle? I don't know. You tell me. Go to stevegruber.com. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. Are you ruthless or you got some ideas we could do something different? I'll be right back.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Dr.
Davis. Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.